Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The act of sacrifice involves transmuting something of value into something else. When we sacrifice a stick of incense, the resin is transmuted into smoke. When we sacrifice our own time to serve others, our selfishness is transmuted into compassion. Sacrifice is a way to demonstrate devotion and dedication to God. But the dark occultists who wield power over mankind practice an ancient form of sacrifice known as blood sacrifice. The occult is known for executing these blood sacrifices on certain calendar dates throughout the year, such as the satanic grand climax of summer, which is celebrated every year at Bohemian Grove with the cremation of care. The East Palestine train derailment occurred on February 2nd, Candlemas, a fire festival for the dark occult. The Nashville shooting occurred on the climax of Ostara, a week of sacrifice for the spring equinox. Spring is peak season for satanic blood sacrifice. And we are now at the grand climax of spring, which begins on April 19th and climaxes on May 1st, the holiday known as Beltane. April 19th and April 20th are two of the biggest blood sacrifice dates. The Branch Davidians were massacred in Waco, Texas, on April 19th, 1993. 168 people were murdered in Oklahoma City on April 19th, 1995, under the watchful eyes of the CIA. The idea of mass school shootings was inculcated into the minds of the public at Columbine High School on April 20th, 1999. The BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico was on April 20th, 2010. This year's April 19th and 20th are especially important to the dark occultists. We are in the middle of a three-month period that astrologers have been predicting since the end of last year, a period that began in the middle of March, which ends this June. According to the astrology, this rare culmination of events is all about a major transformation of the world's money system. And the astrology for April 19th and 20th is especially intense. There will be a solar eclipse in Aries, described as a time of societal breakdown, destruction, and rebirth. And the corresponding new moon has been described by one astrologer as a day that may be remembered for a long time to come. Traditionally, the purpose of blood sacrifice is to gain favor from the supernatural, to strengthen one's own spiritual power, and as a way to symbolize and memorialize a significant spiritual transformation or rebirth. But according to Michael Hoffman, they are now performing these rituals for the general public. Occult expert Michael Hoffman calls these dark occultists the cryptocracy and claims they have involved mankind in a process of transformation being orchestrated by these blood rituals. He wrote that these murders are actually intricately choreographed rituals performed first on a very intimate and secret scale among the initiates themselves in order to program them, then on a grand scale, amplified incalculably by the electronic media. In the end, what we have is a highly symbolic ritual working broadcast to millions of people, a satanic inversion, a black mass where the pews are filled by the entire nation and through which humanity is paganized, brutalized, and debased. Today, all of us can relate to being brutalized and debased by our governments. Hoffman explains that the reason this is being done to us is to make us submit. We are at the end of the ritual, and the cryptocracy are now putting it all on the line. He wrote, "If the truth of what the cryptocracy has perpetrated is grasped and acted upon, the consequences for the conspirators will be annihilation. But if the people fail to perceive the truth, truth or fail to act on their perception, thus rendering the process a kind of tacit consent born of apathy, amnesia, and abulia, the consequence for the conspirators will be a giant step in the advancement of their system of control. That is to say, ever tighter bonds of enslavement for humanity. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This is going to be a stupendously important broadcast today. We have an incredible guest in the second hour, but before I tell you about that, welcome to this live Tuesday, April 18th, 2023, global emergency transmission. I'm your humble servant, Alex Jones. Okay, here's the deal. You can say what you want about Elon Musk and his past or some of the projects he's in. You can say he's posing as the good guy and the savior of humanity. But what he's doing to the New World Order and the globalists is irrevocably damaging them and their entire project, and is undermining their long-term, mid-term, and short-term goals. So I have to say that by looking at the fruits of the tree, he's gone from okay to amazing. On Friday, he says, arrest anyone that sterilizes a child before they're considering age of an adult, and they should go to prison for life. On Monday, he comes out and is going to release the documents, as he's been doing. We already know they're doing it. That the government with private corporations has been spying on everything on Twitter, totally illegally, and that the Twitter employees read your private messages to your boss, your workers, your husband, your priest, your doctor. This is just so criminal, so many felonies. He drops that bombshell. And then last night, part one of what is an 80-plus minute interview, so 40-plus minutes, 44 minutes of this over-the-top interview with the amazing, fantastic hero, Tucker Carlson. It's just mind-blowing. So what I'm going to do is have a special guest on in the second hour that I'll tell you about that ties into all this. And then I'm going to just go ahead and air most of the Elon Musk in the third hour. It has to be aired. It has to get out to wider audiences. You have to share it, because every piece of it is just absolutely on target. Now, he also came out at the end of the part one and said, you know, Twitter can run off 10% of the employees we had, because really Twitter was just a giant surveillance censorship system. And either we're going to fix it where it's good for the people and it's open, or we're going to basically, it's going to fail. Wow, what a statement. So this is just really amazing. Now, obviously, he knows the tide's turning against the New World Order. So whether he's good or bad, this is another giant symbol that he knows the direction humanity is going on and is now really attempting to lead that resistance. And I have to say, Musk is doing more real, tangible things in the real world to expose the poison shots and all of it than Trump did. Trump did a lot of good stuff. And so we're going to be laying all this out, but we're not looking for leaders to save us. But at the same time, when very prominent people with a lot of power are aggressively fighting the globalist foundational structures, it's a good thing. Now, that said, the most profound thing in the part one interview Part 2 tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, Tucker Carlson, Fox News, was in the first 10 minutes. And we're going to come back in the next two segments and play that first segment. And it'll take 2 seconds to get to because I'm going to give you my analysis of it. Now, I've said this for many years, but I was very specific last July, 8-9 months ago, when I said, in the future, everything will be, whether you're pro-human or anti-human, whether you're a human supremacist or whether you want to be a slave or the globalist or this new super species they claim, and all of us are basically obsolete and are exterminated. And I said, I am a human supremacist. And I'll tell a little bit of the hour-long analysis I did. We really should find the exact date of that full show and re-upload it to man.video and put it on the front page. Alex Jones, I am a human supremacist. I think I wandered off that day and didn't write the headline myself, and it was something else, my fault. But the whole rant is really, really critical, and I go into all the different details. And I explained that day that Musk is beginning to turn against it, coming out and saying we need to have more children, coming out and saying there's not too many people, coming out and saying we need to bring back competition, coming back and saying that the shots are dangerous, coming out and saying that AI is dangerous, which he's been doing for a long time. But Larry Page, the founder, co-founder of Google, when he was really good friends with Musk years ago, when he said, look, I don't want to get rid of humans. I don't want to make us obsolete. We should control the future for humans. And Page said to him that you are a speciesist, or that you believe in the human species and that that is a bad thing. And it turns out PETA is who invented this word. And PETA is a project of above the CIA. PETA is there to dehumanize humans, give us no value, give animals value, but that's only so they can then displace humans. But S-P-E-C-I-E-S-I-S-M, speciesism. Oh, you're into your species. And how do you attack a species? You get rid of males and females. You create a genderless system. This has been the plan of the globalists for over 100 years. Aldous Huxley wrote about it in Brave New World, and later admitted it was actually part of a real plan. His brother ran the UN, created the modern transhumanist movement on record. Julian Huxley. So this is a cult. And Elon Musk is saying, I'm not with that cult. So a very seminal, important interview where he explains that we're going to destroy ourselves and that we need to get control of this and that AI from the beginning is being designed to lie and control and basically destroy humanity, and that needs to be reversed right now. So Larry Page accused him of being pro-human. Well, I take the term that the transhumanist professors that created PETA came up with, and I counter their speciesism with what it really is. No, it's human supremacy. And we are supreme, we decide to be supreme, and we are stewards of the earth, and we can do incredible things, but we have to be guilted and told we're bad and told we're ugly and told that the New World Order is going to fix everything, and we just turn off our life force, turn off our will, turn off our self-preservation, and let them dictate to us this transhumanist, extinction rebellion, Greta Thunberg death cult. So I reject that. I reject all of it, and I say no to it, and it's my declaration of human supremacy. Here it is. I'm going to say it right now, real clear. I love everybody, no matter what color your beautiful skin is. What I care about is your heart and your guts and your mind. And you're under attack by these Satanists, and they want to kill you, and they want to kill your children. And I say we set our differences aside, and I say we come together, and we beat these people, and we smash their technocracy, and we build the future together. And we can do anything with our real diversity. These enemies tell us all day about diversity. They mean divided and conquer groups of people separate from each other.
This bill is supported by all of the Democrats, House and Senate. It's just a filibuster in a way. So in a way, if you really truly want to honor Dr. King, dishonor him by using a congressional custom as an excuse for protecting our democracy.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
I want unity under a code of freedom and liberty and justice and coming together and working together and being strong. And that's what InfoWars is. And that's why the enemies of humanity hate us so much, because we love God and God loves humanity. And I am a human supremacist. I am a human supremacist. That term will be the future war with the robots and the AI. What you're hearing now is the entire future and everything they try to stop us from doing. Our supremacy will not end with this planet. We will people the stars. We will colonize. We will green dead worlds. We will go interdimensional. We will unlock the secrets of the universe. God has laid them out like Christmas presents for his children. And I am extremely honored to be in the fulcrum and the heart of the fight to bring our race, the human race, in a race for the future. And we will break the enemy. We will break the pedophiles. We will break the Satanists, because God already sent his own self down here to show us he could do it. God would never ask us to go through an obstacle course. He wouldn't go.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tucker is actually all on record. You can take everything he says and go find where the establishment has admitted it. I was on Joe Rogan's show about 4 years ago, and then Elon Musk was on about a month later, and he basically repeated everything I said, and people said Elon Musk is copying Alex Jones. And I don't think that's what was happening, because he was there at the Google meetings when they said, we're going to create a giant cyborg, and I'll explain that in a moment, with AI. Well, that was in the original corporate filings with Intutel and the CIA in 1998 with Eric Schmidt and the rest of them. So I read the corporate filings decades ago about what Google's plan was, and it was to create an AI self-learning system that interfaces with billions of people and that we feed all of our data to, and then it basically directs us in a cyborg synthesis. And that it's that human-machine interface that is the cyborg. And it's a giant megamind, basically. And so what you're seeing, so-called chat bots and things like that, are just little expressions of what is really an AI system. And so Musk is saying the decision has been made to basically brush humans aside, and it's like calling someone a racist. You're a speciesist. Keep pronouncing that incorrectly. Speciesist. Speciesist. And that's what Larry Page said that Elon Musk was. And then he said, well, what are you? Well, somebody playing God, somebody that wants to merge the machines. Somebody that says if people don't get in line with us, they just won't be absorbed and you'll be obsolete and you'll be killed. That's what Yuval Noah Harari said again 2 weeks ago. We played the clip. So the decision's been made. This is all going on. They're up there talking about it like we're animals and can't hear what they're doing while they build this new anti-human environment. They're coming out saying we want to ban rice because it's grown in swamps that make methane. Methane's good. Swamps are good. Cow farts are good. Helps hold in the atmosphere. Oh, we're going to ban rice. It's bad for the earth. Oh, we're going to cut down trees. They're bad for the earth. That's CNN now. And now the mayor of New York comes out and says, we're going to go after beef and dairy and shut it down. Got that clip coming up. By the way, there's been lots of denials that meat producers in the U.S. have been injecting mRNA in because they're trying to quietly pass laws everywhere that they can. So now the research has been done, and Dr. Peter McCullough's reported on it. That's coming up. They've been injecting the food supply since 2018. That's coming up. So you're like, well, wait, why are they trying to pass a law? There was no law for or against. Now they know we're aware of it, so they're trying to pass laws so they can do it. So, again, we're way ahead in all of this than the public knows. And it's extremely dangerous. So Elon Musk is there talking to Tucker, explaining all this, and our guest is actually on in the third hour, so I'll have time to go through all this hour and next hour, and it ties all into these other reports. But let's go ahead and start getting into the actual first segment, which is number two on the list, where he explains AI and what this really means. and then we will continue on. In fact, let's play a short clip first, then get into the main body. Go ahead and play clip six, where he's talking to Larry Page, the co-founder of Google.
Back when it was a nonprofit. Yes. I mean, the reason OpenAI exists at all is that Larry Page and I used to be close friends, and I would stay at his house in Palo Alto, and I would talk to him late into the night about AI safety. And at least my perception was that Larry was not taking AI safety seriously enough.
What did he say about it?
He really seemed to be once sort of digital super intelligence, basically digital god, if you will, as soon as possible.
He wanted that?
Yes. He's made many public statements over the years that the whole goal of Google is what's called AGI, artificial general intelligence, or artificial super intelligence. No, and I agree with him that there's great potential for good, but there's also potential for bad. And so if you've got some radical new technology, you want to try to take a set of actions that maximize probably it will do good, and minimize probably it will do bad things.
Yes.
It can't just be health leather. Let's just go, you know, barreling forward and, you know, hope for the best. And then at one point, I said, well, what about, you know, we're going to make sure humanity's okay here. and then he called me a speciesist.
did he use that term?
Yes. And there were witnesses. I wasn't the only one there when he called me a speciesist. And so I was like, okay, that's it. Yes, I'm a speciesist. Okay. You got me. What are you? Yeah, I'm fully a speciesist. Busted. That was the last straw. At the time, Google had acquired DeepMind, and so Google and DeepMind together had about 3/4 of all the AI talent in the world. They obviously had a tremendous amount of money and more.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and talk about a little piece here, but a speciesist. Now, that's a term developed by a group of professors who were working for the Defense Department and the CIA, and then they founded PETA with a few front people. And I didn't just learn about this in books. I actually learned about this personally, and I can't really get into the details of it because it deals with family, and it would really upset them. But I was told all this stuff by a close family member who had gotten into it and who had been, for whatever reason, brought into the top of PETA. And I learned about this when I got reached out to by Regnery Publishing because they knew about the family member. And then they sent some former FBI agents to come talk to us about it. And I was only like 25 at the time. And I said, this is so dangerous and so insane, no one's going to believe it. And I've never really told everybody what I was told by my family member. And they only told me some of it. Okay. But I basically couldn't believe it. And then years later, what they told me came out, part of it came out, okay? That's where they pressure all the PETA employees to go adopt animals or grab them off the street. And then the head of PETA, then in Norfolk, Virginia, would sit in the top of the building, sometimes hours a day, getting off on injecting dogs and cats with lethal injection, and then they would take them and throw them in the dumpster. I mean, you're like, you hear this, but that's what crazy people do. And then, like, eating T-bone steaks and laughing and saying, we're really eugenicists. We're going to get rid of the human population. Ah, ha, ha. This professor's our head. He's coming today. And bragging that they were all CIA. And I was just like, because this family member was, like, only one of 8 people they let in the top floor. Okay? So it's just insane. And of course, they got out of it when they saw that. But we'll be right back. Stay with us. They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner. with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It will be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for President. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for President 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for President and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to take you down the rabbit hole, and then the story starts.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, now, I'm going to go off into PETA for a moment because it's critical to understand. I have a family member who, in college, PETA hands them at UT, this is a long time ago, this is like 35 years ago now, 30 years ago or longer, hands them a brochure about taking care of animals and not having animal cruelty and invites them to a PETA facility here in Austin. back when they were getting billions in funding before they got exposed by the leak that came from my family member. And I'm not bragging. That's really what happened. And I told the story years ago to folks that, you know, have been tuned in for a while. It's something that's, I wouldn't even say embarrassing, but I don't really want to get too much into the family issue. But in just a few years, they rise up very quickly in PETA and become one of the more famous spokespersons and some of the famous stunts. And the right wing, you know, came after them and talked about them. And they did, you know, all sorts of things that made front pages of newspapers around the world. And so then they get recruited up to the highest levels. And so this family member opened up to me about this because they'd been reached out to by conservative think tanks that were looking to take down PETA, were being funded by the meat industry, we later learned. And the information that came out, only part of it ever came out, is what you don't really hear about PETA much anymore, because they got caught. The police arrested them with hundreds of dead dogs and cats, just like they said, putting them in a dumpster, all the other weird stuff. But Dr. Peter Singer, if you want to know what this Elon Musk stuff's all about, I'm taking you to the root of it, was an Australian bioethicist, and I think he was at Princeton. Can you guys pull his bio from memory here? And yes, he was. Bioethics at Princeton University. And that he wrote in 1979, human babies are not born self-aware or capable of grasping they exist at the time. You want to say they're not persons until age 3. We should be able to kill them. Now, you notice you hear all that in our culture today. Well, he was one of the high priests of this. When I say high priest, I mean high priest, the cult. So this family member is telling me all about Peter Singer and how they follow everything he says and these other professors and how they're really the Animal Liberation Front and how they are working with the CIA and all of this. And you have to understand, PETA is just a PR firm of the Extinction Rebellion, Club of Rome, New World Order system. These are all just tentacles of the same thing. Getting you to give up your body, transhumanism, getting you not to value being a human. Yeah, PETA employees face 31 felony animal cruelty charges for killing, dumping dogs. They believe that all domesticated animals need to be killed, and the whole planet needs to be rewilded. But that's one arm to get the leftist cultists, kind of like the Unabomber, believing that civilization's bad. That's just to sell the cult members to be the Extinction Rebellion level people. That's really what PETA is Extinction Rebellion. It's all the same group. And I was told even more wild stuff, and I'm not gonna get it on air. But let me just say, when I say a cult, I mean a cult. Okay, I mean eyes wide shut stuff. Okay, so but it's all the same cult throughout history, just different names. And so here is Elon Musk with Larry Page, and he's working with him to develop AI. And Musk did develop an open source one that Microsoft took over against his wishes. But that's a separate system from Google. But they're all interconnected. And he says, hey, we don't want to destroy humanity. We want to really, and he says, what, why are you for humanity? Why are you a speciesist? Always say it wrong. How do you say it? Speciesist. Easy to say, speciesist. So, that's what this is. And so, you can go around to any of the heads of Google. You go around to any of the heads of the big corporations. They'll all tell you the same stuff. Oh, humanity, we're done with that. It's all over. And just think about what a cult that is, that if you even discuss safety and humanity and free will, they laugh at you. Peter Singer said, until a baby is capable of self-awareness, there is no controlling reason not to kill it to serve the preferences of the parents. And this bioethicism, this new bioethics system that's got rid of the Hippocratic Oath and all the rest of it, is all about total and complete selfishness. You have to understand, it's far worse than I'm saying. The crew is in there while I'm talking, just searching what I'm saying and pulling it up and showing it to you in live time. That's not pre-prepared. I'm just up here talking, they're pulling it up. And so now CNN says, and now the UN says, we want to get rid of the trees. We want to get rid of the rice. It's cows yesterday, trees today. Now, there's another headline. Death with a happy face. Peter Singer's bold defense of infanticide. So now they got us killing babies up to the time they're born. Now let's kill them after. And so Musk is saying, I don't like this. I want a pro-human future. And they've got a Wild Wild West mad scientist program going on with the Hadron Superconducting Super Collider, with genetic engineering, with cross-species genetic engineering, with synthetic life genetic engineering, with the AI race. The Pentagon admits in congressional funding reports that the Air Force by the late 1980s had already isolated antimatter particles, and they gave briefings to let, quote, America's enemies know in 1996 to the San Francisco Chronicle that the Air Force has isolated and created antimatter weapons. But they theoretically can test them, but you can't actually test them because they think even the tiniest ones would blow the planet up. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And so when we talk about this, understand it's deadly serious. It's deadly real. And it's going on everywhere in all major academic circles that are state-funded. That's what Eisenhower in 61 in his farewell address warned of, a technological ruling elite that already controlled 90% of the science development in America with the massive funding of the Cold War that was in control of the military-industrial complex. People never get the full quote from the 21 minutes farewell address. You should go watch it. It's online. And it's not just that I have a family member who's a woman who got recruited into this, and then, oh, they tried to recruit my dad back in the mid-1960s when he was in Plan 2 as a high school student. And he was in it till he got out of college and decided it was not good, decided to just go be a dentist. Married my mom, and you know, she got pregnant. So it's not that my family's that special. It's that anybody that's getting high grade point averages is being approached and is part of this. And that's why there's a lot of these people around you. And they look down on you. They think you're an animal. They think you're not conscious. And that's why they write books and publications like you don't even hear them. Oh, these people are obsolete. We'll get rid of them. The public, they just kill kids, you know, kill everybody. Yeah, we're going to force people to commit suicide. Big deal. You don't have any worth. A bioethics board decided you don't have any worth. And so they've sucked up most of the intelligentsia on my mom's side of the family. Her brother recruited into Army Special Operations and then God knows what in Iran-Contra, but he was a guy giving orders. Right there. It's not that my family's that special. It's that they were all top of their class. But that's a big group of people, folks. That's a big group of people. If then I look at almost everybody else I know and they've been recruited or been part of this. And so that's where we are. And they've decided we're all dead. And now they've gone to the phase of we're going to cut the trees down and ban rice and take your gasoline car away. You know what I'm saying? You're all dead. We're all dead if we don't stop these people. I'm a human supremacist.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k,
today, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Part one interview. More clips come up in a moment. I'm Tucker Carlson. But the reason I'm talking about my personal experiences, not just what's in textbooks or not just what's in speeches or publications or being funded by DARPA and all the rest of it, but how you can see this in your life. So, well, the supposed craziness of PETA 20, 30 years ago is now world leaders everywhere said we got to ban beef and dairy and then rice. And here's the New York mayor. I have a video clip of that. We'll play next hour. Just yesterday, Singh. They want to control everything you do. And once you give up rice and beef, you'll give up everything else. You'll die. Two-thirds of the cars, or 70% actually, more than two-thirds, in just 6 years have to be electric. And there's not enough rare earth mineral to build them. And plus, there's not enough power plants to supply them. It's all lies. They're collapsing your civilization while hoarding all the wealth for themselves. It's a Hunger Games scenario. And they've recruited, but it's compartmentalized through hundreds of different organizations and groups and so-called philosophies. But whether it's the highest levels of the military or academia or banking or the ecclesiastical, it doesn't matter. They're all taught the same anti-human system. In the name of humanism. and it is a elitist death cult where they recruit people in and say there's too many people, but we're gonna bring in a system and phase out most of the population and have this new beautiful golden age. We're gonna discover the secrets of the universe. We're gonna merge the machines, and we are gonna inherit the earth, and they aren't. Remember when the head of the biology department said my film Endgame in 2007? He came out and gave a speech and got a standing ovation in Houston at an academic conference. And he said, airborne Ebola will soon be released. We deserve to die. 90% of us will all be dead. And he projected a PowerPoint screen with a bunch of skulls on the wall. And they had a two-minute standing ovation crying and agreeing everybody should die. I pointed out he was in charge of the biology department. And I said the FBI ought to go question him. Back then, the FBI was still not that corrupt. They went, it was in the news, and questioned him the next week. He said, soon Ebola will be released. Soon you'll all be dead. What do you think Marburg is? Airborne Ebola. And they're telling you that's coming now. I mean, these people aren't playing games, okay? So, he's at UT. Then one of his former students writes an article attacking me and others, but she says, we've all really got to admit there's too many people. In fact, humans are a parasite. The earth would be better without us. I searched her name. She was running a government bioweapon program in California as the director. She had graduated 10 years previous as his pet student. You can't shake a stick and not run into one of them. My dad was in UT when he was 15. He wanted to be in NASA. He was top of his class. He went to a bunch of these programs. They said, yeah, kid, we're going to put you in NASA. And they scooped up all the smartest kids, and they had him in a UT program. There was only six kids. He was a sophomore in high school. And they're in there, and after he goes through the program for 2 years, the head of the program, who's the head of the bombing department, calls him aside, takes him to dinner, and says, look, I'm Jewish. My dad's not Jewish. This professor was. His name was Speer. And, I mean, when I was a kid, before the guy died, when I was like 5 years old, we went by his house and talked to him when we were in Austin visiting. That's how my dad knew him that well. Okay, he was friends with him. Super old man then. And he tells my dad, he tells him there's just too many people, and we're not going to be like the Nazis and, you know, kill only certain groups, but we're just going to have to take control and survival of the fittest and get rid of most of the people. And he'd show him with his moth breeding program and his plant breeding program about, see how good the breeding is, see how we have to do it. And so they tried to recruit him into that stuff, but he didn't get into it. So again, it's everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. They're all over the place. My dad said no and took another path. And that's what I'm telling you is Elon Musk has decided to take the other path, and a lot of people have decided to take the other path. And we're pro-human, and we're going to beat these people together. But we don't hide in secret like the enemy. We're out in the open. Open source, the show is open source. Everything you see on air, you see all of it here. It's not occult. It's not hidden. It's out in the open. And we can beat this together with God's help, but we have to recognize what it is. And it's for this. I was just over there in my office getting a cup of coffee a minute ago and saw this picture from about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, my youngest daughter. She was not even really 2 years old then. And that's her on my shoulders. And she's staring up, pointing at the sky. Happy. She deserves to not have them trying to target her to be sterilized. She deserves to not have them trying to target her with poison shots that change her DNA. She deserves to not be bathed in 5G. She deserves to have a chance to live and breathe and discover things herself and, you know, to become a woman and become a mother or become whatever she wants to be. And we have a responsibility that we must protect her and all the other little children. Because that's what this is all about. And we've got to have the will to do it. And we've got to stand against the globalist. You know, I was out at a local park. I remember that day. And my wife was out of town, so the nanny was with me. And I was out at the park with all my children. We went to a restaurant after. And I remember the moment she took that picture because I was thinking about how we've got to protect our children and we've got to defeat the New World Order. And I was having a feeling of serenity and contentment with the Holy Spirit that we will prevail, but at great loss. And I remember, and then I remember opening my eyes and the nanny taking that picture. I said, I want you to print that. I'm going to frame that. Because at that very moment, I was going within myself to focus on God and the resistance and the commitment. And you could see the look of not even pleasure or contentment, but completion and dedication and God saying, we will win, but you've got to do what it takes. And I remember having that thought, that moment of touching God. And I have a lot of those moments, but not many that get caught in an iris of a camera. But there she is, opening up like a flower of the universe, pointing up the stairway to heaven and creativity and so much more, just wanting a chance to be a human, just wanting a chance to be around decent people and build a future. And the commitment of the Father to make sure that happens. A picture tells a thousand words. All right, I'm done with the history diatribe. When we start the next hour, I think the best way to do this is I'm just going to start at the beginning of the Elon Musk 44-minute interview, part one, and I'll get to most of it. And then tomorrow we'll obviously cover part two. But the next thing I want to get to, and then I'll get to the full interview, is where he points out that the main AI system that he created that was taken over by Microsoft is now been hijacked by Microsoft and has been given to the Democratic Party, and that it's actually coordinating all the censorship, which we know, but what runs those dashboards they're all using, the control panels, and what decides who gets what, how much, and what you're allowed to spy on, what you're allowed to do, and it actually grades the different levels of agents, different agency groups that are in, and private corporations, and he's exposing that we're already up against election meddling, and that the Democrats, who are the CIA, the Deep State, the Carnegie Endowment, Rockefeller Endowment, are running that against us. It's just a profound spilling of the guts. And it's because Elon has 8 children. And he knows that there's no future in this. You can pretend like you're going to be some tech overlord, but they're all going to get destroyed in the process as well. It's not like 0.1% win in this game. Everybody loses. But they're on a satanic power trip. And what has Musk said? Beware of those that pray to AI gods. Or think they're going to become AI gods. He just named them, Larry Page, all of them. That's the consensus of these people. They're high priestess. Harari. We're going to go to break. I'm not funded by George Soros or the New World Order. I'm funded by you. We have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that we think you're going to love. We hope you love them. A lot of people do love them. They come back in order again and again. Turbo Force is the best clean energy with amino acids, vitamins, minerals, but the best energy ingredients as well. It's now in a canister. It's now even stronger. Turbo Force Plus with even more product for the same price. It's discounted 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support. Also, we're basically out of DNA Force Plus. It'll be gone by tomorrow, I'm told. Real Red Pill Plus will be sold out in about 2 weeks at current sales rates. It won't be in for, it's been gone for 2 years, but it's finally back. It's got pregnenolone and everything else, supercharges your natural endocrine system and more. You want something very close to fountain of youth, this is it, Real Red Pill Plus. Everybody should try it, men, women, children, but especially people above 40, it really is next level. The Real Red Pill Plus is a hyped up, charged up clone. Souped up's the word of what's already sold in medical facilities to people, but it's not prescription, but it's sold by medical doctors. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. It's 40% off despite the fact of selling out. Get your Real Red Bull Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.